Welcome back to WGLZ 91.5. I'm Mike. We are College Radio, and we are Passionately Vocal. On today's episode, I got another very special guest here with me, David McGann, employee and boss at IBM. This interview, I intend on discussing what IBM holds for new employees and how a new employee can better deal and manage the stress of the workplace. So, David, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me on today.
Oh, no problem. So I'm going to go ahead and start this interview off by asking, what does a job like IBM entail for a new employee?
So what we do essentially is use technology to solve problems for our clients, right? So a new job with IBM would be kind of getting to know the IBM culture. We have it typically like a two-week orientation boot camp that we put people through, right, to understand all the different capabilities and features that IBM offers. And then beyond that, it would be then getting very intimate with our clients and understanding what they're trying to accomplish, right, their missions, their goals, and then kind of helping apply those two together, right, what IBM offers versus what our clients need and developing solutions around that.
Right. And I mean, IBM is a job I've seen you do for a while, and it's something I was interested in. Even if it wasn't IBM, maybe a job similar to it. Did you always plan on working with software, or is that something that kind of came up later in your life?
I've had various majors in college. Actually, my first focus coming out of high school was becoming an automotive technician, and then I did that for a little while, and I really kind of I wanted to kind of do more, I guess, right, and go back to my bachelor's degree. I actually went back to my bachelor's. I was planning on going into aerospace engineering. I did that for a little bit, and then, you know, physics 2 kind of got me with all the calculus, and I did a programming class at the same time, and I just really loved programming. So I realized I made a shift in at that point. It was my junior year of college. I made a significant shift into computer science and never looked back. Right. So I've been really focused on computers since then.
Right, and I knew you were a mechanic. That's why I was curious as to why you made such a like drastic change. I don't really see automotive going with software, but
right.
But you know,
it's interesting because it's very similar, right? So the problem solving skills you learn as you're trying to fix a vehicle versus the problem solving skills you learn talking with clients, they're very similar basics as far as how to solve problems and for what you're trying to fix, right? So it could be a car, and now cars, they are computerized too, so it's very similar. A lot of similarities. People aren't surprised to learn that, but it is very true.
Well, that's a surprise to me. Thanks for sharing that. But you're finally getting up in higher positions in IBM. Do you plan on working there till retirement, or is there like a new direction you're trying to go?
I would like to. I definitely, you know, there's IBM is a career company. So ultimately I've shifted. I've been with IBM. It'll be 10 years here, January, I think, 4th. So I got my 10-year anniversary coming up. And I've had, I think, 7 different roles within IBM. So I know that, you know, if I need to make a shift as my career goes, I can do it within IBM if I choose to. And that's the one thing I think they've been really good at is, as I've explored different opportunities, be it a software developer, be it an architect, be it a project manager, they've supported me in that transition and allowed me to explore and kind of be my best self. So at this point, I'm what's considered an associate partner with IBM, where I'm kind of really running and owning certain pieces of the business that we're trying to deliver, working very closely with the client, right? So I'm not necessarily downwriting code anymore or documentation. I'm more leading and directing folks throughout some of that stuff. But as I've grown in skill and grown in desire and want to do a different direction, they fully supported me, which I think is really the biggest reason I kind of stay around.
Right. What is the goal, though, now that you're reaching higher positions? Do you, like, want to kind of separate yourself from IBM at all? Like, I feel like you told me you want to stay within there, but are you trying to expand your position any further?
At this point, I felt like the pandemic really kind of given all the downtime, work from home, we've kind of experienced kind of explore different areas. So I feel like the latest thing I really want to do is get deep with the client relationship and really understand what they're doing and the missions they're trying to do and try to really help them. Because most of our clients are all federal government based, which means ultimately if we can help our clients, we're helping people, right, in the end of the day. And that's really what I get the most value out of. So as far as continuing to expand up the ladder, I think there's definitely opportunities for that, but at least for the next couple of years, I want to really get deep from a client perspective and then see where that goes, right? And I do think there's opportunities for me to eventually, you know, make partner or wherever I choose to go, or I can to go into the technical route and become a distinguished engineer or architect. So a couple of different opportunities there for me.
I kind of like the diversity. That's really cool. But how is working for IBM different than you originally thought? I'm sure going in there, you had an idea of what IBM might be like, but now that you've been working there for a number of years, how has that changed from your original perception?
That's a great question. I think there's a couple of different, you know, facets as far as shifting. The company I came from really wasn't super client focused. I mean, they seemed like they were, you know, we kind of had our job we had to accomplish, but they weren't really forward thinking. They were kind of just getting the job done and go home at the end of the day. And IBM is a lot more innovative, right? We're not just looking for how to, you know, solve this problem today. It's about how to prevent that problem in the future or solve the next problem that might come up. The other thing IBM has that is very unique is the global reach. Like, there's times that I've personally, and right now actually, we've worked with people in India, right, on the other side of the globe to help solve problems. I've worked with people in Mexico. I work with people in Europe, right, regularly. So they're a very global company, and therefore very diverse in the capabilities that it provides. And there's always the thought at some point, you know, if I want to be a little more adventurous and maybe travel and go different places, I mean, there's opportunities for that too. So I think, you know, IBM, you know, originally thinking of just being a place where I can kind of sit down and write code and kind of focus from that area, it's really kind of opened up and been a lot more, you know, people-facing, I would suspect, than I originally anticipated.
For sure. IBM is a job that I've considered myself in the future. I've thought about doing it. I've also wondered, though, there's been a lot of convergence in the media. Do you think IBM has to worry about mergers or converging with anybody, or is it a stable enough industry it should stand on its own?
No, IBM is not somebody who merges. It's somebody who buys. So we've made major acquisitions and merged other companies into our way of doing things. Red Hat was probably the biggest in the tech industry that's happened ever. The biggest acquisition that's ever been made in the tech industry. And we've kind of incorporated them in and put them into our way of doing business. And we regularly buy smaller companies, small, medium-sized companies. So no, I mean, we're definitely in an industry that merges and gets acquired, you know, very frequently, but we are a major player in the industry, right? Oh, so we're the ones that are actually buying as opposed to merging.
And you said you worked at previous jobs in the same industry outside of IBM. How would you compare them to the IBM work face that you're in currently?
It's a good point, because I think, good question. Most of the other jobs I worked at were for small to medium-sized businesses, and ironically, when I was working those jobs, I kind of felt like, you know, what would it be like to be at one of the big players? Because ultimately, when you're a small business, there's only so much you can do, and you have to bring in partners all the time to kind of solve that mission for your client, and we all different roles and different perspectives. Right. But with IBM, like they're able to actually take on the entire initiative and really kind of own it, right? Because they have all the capability. And we bring in partners too, just kind of fill out gaps and things of that nature. But we're kind of a one-stop shop, right? You can get everything done from your IT perspective, right? Between cloud hosting to development to, you know, artificial intelligence to design work, you know, everything can be done by IBM.
All right. And you're in charge of a lot of people, and I'm sure with that comes stress, which is going to be talked upon further in the second half of this interview. But for right now, what challenges come with this? What challenges come with you looking over several people?
Well, I mean, the one interesting thing about, you know, working with people versus machines, right, because ultimately technology is my first thought. You can program a machine, right? You can program and tell a computer what to do. You can try to get the people, but they don't always listen. So it's kind of not necessarily you don't just tell people. You try to convince people, try to get people on the same page, try to engage people so that we're all working as one, because ultimately an engaged employee is going to be a much more productive and happy employee. And that's something I personally strive to do, right, is not just understand, you know, how to get the job done today, but what drives that person to understand what makes them tick. So I think then we can work on that together, right? And because of that, sometimes I've helped people reach new heights in their careers, right, whether it would be with me or with somebody else.
All right. Well, so last kind of question I have for the first half of this interview, I would like to know, how could a person stand out in this industry And what should new employees expect coming into this kind of work?
Sure. I mean, standing out in this industry in particular, right, with software development, it's really being good at one particular skill, right? So let's say it's front-end development, right, or being really good at graphic design or something like that, designing things, or I mean, maybe back-end, like using cloud or AWS. Like picking one area of the industry and being very good deep into that, gaining certifications and experience, is it going to let you stand out significantly? I would say, for sure.
All right. Well, that's a really good response. And right now, it's time for our scheduled break, but don't go anywhere. We will be right back with David McGann on dealing with stress in the workplace here on WGLZ 91.5. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal.
WGLZ, the best college radio. Listen in for the top hits at your fingertips.
Rewind.
That's right. Everybody's on WGLZ.
West Liberty.
Everybody's doing it.
Welcome back to WGLZ 91.5. I am Mike. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal. We are back with David McGann, employee and boss at IBM. In the first half of this interview, we discussed a little bit about what it means to be working at a place like IBM. But for the second half of this interview, I'd like to discuss a little bit about mental health. So for the first question, what does mental health mean to you, and how is it important in the workplace?
Mental health is extremely important in the workplace. You know, kind of going back to what I was talking about before with engagement, right? If you're struggling from a mental perspective, engaging is very difficult. And therefore, if engaging is difficult, productivity is difficult, quality is difficult, and ultimately just performing your job duties. So, you know, we have a lot of programs that kind of help maintain mental health, manage mental health as much as we can. But we understand that that's a challenge, right? In today's day and age, especially given the connectivity and the pace. Getting time to for yourself can be definitely stressful.
Right. Do you ever find it too stressful in the workplace and having negative effects on your mentality? If so, how do you go about coping with that stress? Because it's not easy being at the top, and you're almost at the very top. So.
Right. I mean, it's definitely something that, you know, happens to all of us, right? Stress is something that comes day to day. I mean, ultimately, if you're not necessarily stressed, you know, are you really trying to accomplish something, right? With trying to accomplish goals and setting goals high, like I like to set goals very high, that comes stress because ultimately you can't achieve every goal you set out to do. So ultimately what I've found is outlets, right? Whatever that happens to be. Personally, one thing I really enjoy doing is playing video games or maybe going for a bike ride or, you know, playing with one of my kids or doing something like that, right? So, you know, finding different ways to de-stress and make sure I give myself time to do that, because if I go just from thing, you know, one thing to the next thing, that just kind of builds upon itself, right? And so finding that outlet to make sure that, you know, I have the opportunity to decompress and recharge is very important for myself.
Right. And what kind of stress comes with a job like working for any kind of corporation like IBM? Some jobs is deadlines, other jobs is quotas. What sets IBM standard?
Definitely deadlines, right? I mean, in working in technology, one thing, you know, if you have technology background, you realize that things don't always work the way you planned. So it's just an interesting thing with technology. It's gotten better over the years, but as we gotten better with it on some of the simple things, we kept trying harder things, right? So I'm in an industry that's very unpredictable, and so a lot of times trying to predict something unpredictable just adds its new natural stress. And so that's definitely something that is a concern, and we need to work through, right, as far as giving mitigation plans and doing things to kind of help, you know, problem solving, right? Problem solving in the moment, right? Whenever there's a big deadline, the client has a big expectation, but yet the day before and nothing's working, it's how to overcome that quickly and still provide a good quality product to your client.
Right. And mental health is a big discussion in any profession. I just talked to Aaron Ritter yesterday, and we discussed some of the ways to deal with mental health issues. What would you recommend to any employee under you overwhelmed with a new job? Like, what could you do to maybe make them fit in a little bit easier and make their job at IBM smoother?
Sure. I guess the first thing I would try to understand what exactly is the stressor, right? Like, what's have that conversation. Let them understand that everybody goes through challenges, right? You're not going to necessarily be perfect the first time out. You're going to have problems. You're going to have to work through it. And then try to kind of work from there, right? I've had employees in the past that have had, you know, had challenges. We talked through it a little bit. And sometimes just talking is what's needed, right? Just kind of letting it off your chest and making sure someone's listening to you and heard and is hearing what you're saying. And sometimes that requires action beyond that. And I've had employees that, you know, we've been able to make adjustments, right, either to changing projects or, you know, having conversations with the project managers about certain situations and helping them. And some people even have to take leave, right? And that's totally understandable, too. They have to take some leave for some time to really get themselves, their head in the right place. And we, you know, we offer those benefits as well.
Right. And a big thing for me at any job is the overall happiness of the workspace. I look at that when I go on LinkedIn or any kind of job app where I can find new jobs. Would you say that your experience at IBM is a positive one, even despite the stress? And if so, for what reasons? What makes it a positive experience at IBM?
Yeah, that's a great question, because ultimately my role, I kind of have the ability to adjust that for, you know, and make a difference in that for the day-to-day employees, right? With the being a second-line manager and having managers report to me, you know, having people under me, I'm kind of responsible for making sure they're engaged and happy. And whenever they're not, I'm the first one. I'm the person who does the exit interview to understand, okay, what caused you to want to leave us, to make adjustments. And ultimately, I think from my perspective and my experiences over the years, you know, just making sure people understand, they have a voice, and ultimately, you know, we're a large company. We're not the perfect for everybody, but we're a very good fit for a lot of people. We try to you know, focus on that and focus on what we have in our control, and kind of go from there and help each and everybody individually when we can.
Do you have any regrets with IBM or anything you wish you would change that might make this stress a little bit easier? Is there anything that's completely avoidable or anything that could be tweaked in the IBM industry?
I mean, that's a good question. I think the one thing that really brings a lot of stress, and I don't really have an answer for this, it's exactly related to the industry that I'm in, working with the federal government, is the procurement process tends to be very hectic. And a lot of times the clients will give you 2 to 3 weeks to turn around a proposal that might be worth, you know, $50-100 million, right? So you can only imagine the amount of effort would go into building something like that.
Yeah.
And that just kind of adds a lot. So what happens is when things like that tend to drop, right? We call it dropping when the due date starts, right? You have 3 weeks to get it turned around. Then it's a lot of, like, you know, 80-hour weeks, sleepless nights, that kind of stuff to kind of turn that around. And I've thought many times about how to kind of address that, right, to kind of make it a little bit more reasonable. I don't really have an answer for it, and if I did, I probably could be pretty significant, but I do think that's an area that if we could figure out a way in the industry to allow the procurement process to be still be fair, right, that's the reason why it's the way it is. It's very fair, right? It's fair, but not necessarily cause people to, you know, have to drop everything on the top of the hat to turn it around. I'd definitely be beneficial from that.
And I'm sure that'll change throughout more years and more people coming through and explaining the problems within the industry. So I'm sure that'll resolve itself. But what are some skills you've taken away from the stress you've endured at IBM?
Well, I mean, just initially, I did say stress management, right? Understanding how to, you know, be under stress, right? Because stressors do occur. And understanding how to manage that so I don't become overwhelmed. To continue to provide value for that, I've definitely learned a lot of skills working with people who may be under stress, and, you know, maybe people who need more encouragement. So I think those are probably the biggest, from a stress perspective, skills that I've picked up.
Right. And I talked to Aaron yesterday, and we discussed a little bit about how stress is the way you perceive it. What are ways that you can reconstruct your stress and the emotions that come with it into a positive motivator when working in an industry like this?
Sure. I mean, I think the biggest thing I would say is that, you know, the stress is because what you're doing is important, right? And so if what you're doing is important, it means there's a reason you're doing it. And to understand the reason is really what helps drive, right, the late nights, early mornings and things like that, right? If you realize what the impact, what you do day to day and how that translates to, you know, either your client or your client's clients, it can really help motivate you when things get really rough, right? It's hard sometimes seeing that, the forest for the trees, so to speak. But when you take a perspective and take that high level viewpoint and realize, you know, the thing I'm doing today, yeah, this is stressful and this is, I wanted to do this instead, or, you know, I'm really having a hard time with getting through this challenge, but realizing that challenge is in place so that this bigger mission can be accomplished, that's really going to make a major impact for people.
Right, and we discussed a little bit earlier how you going on walks or playing with your kids helps you relieve some of the stress, but how do you take that stress in the work environment and turn it into productive energy? What works for you? Some people drink coffee, some people take hourly breaks, some people take smoke breaks. What do you do? What have you found to work for you to make stress within the workplace a fuel?
Sure. I mean, I think the biggest thing for me is my subconscious, right? I think for me, if I can get away for a while and take my conscious out of the situation for a bit, right, give it a little bit of a break, it lets my subconscious kind of go into gear. And there's many times that I'll wake up in the middle of the night with like the perfect solution, right? It'll be some huge problem happened all day yesterday where everybody's stressed out about it. We don't have any way to figure it out. I finish work. I do some other stuff for a while. I get myself to bed at a decent hour, and I'll wake up in the middle of the night with like, oh, that's how we solve that. And I'll jot that down, and then in the morning I'll go and present it to people, and we'll move forward with it. I mean, it happened this week actually with a major challenge we were having, and you know, I started off Monday morning like, hey, I've been thinking about this as because I thought this might be a problem, and everybody was like, yeah, that's perfect, let's do that. So it jumped right in. So for me, it's kind of how to engage that subconscious to get that extra kind of brain power to help overcome these challenges.
Right, creative problem solving. And that leads right into my last question of the interview. The stress that you deal with at an upper level job at IBM, did it make you more confident in other areas of life, knowing that you were well-suited to deal with any issue that's kind of thrown your way?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's definitely a situation where, you know, the problems I deal with on a daily basis, sometimes life problems are even bigger, but a lot of times life problems aren't, right? So it gives you that confidence to know, okay, this is a problem. I can handle this. Take a deep breath. Assess the situation. Let's make a plan to move forward. There's always something we can do, right? There's always at least one step we can try and just kind of keep trying stuff. So I think definitely it's helped prepare me for stressful situations in personal life as well.
Right, and that's a really positive way to look at things, and it's a really good way to wrap up this interview. Thank you for coming on to the show. I really appreciate it. This concludes the interview. I'm Mike on WGLZ 91.5. You have been listening to David McGann talk a little bit about the work face at IBM and how to deal with stress in a new environment. We are WGLZ 91.5 College Radio, and we are passionately vocal.